Welcome to Typical Podcast, episode one on Typical Entertainment. I'm Pav.
I'm Stu.
I'm Mike.
I'm Kevin.
Interesting. So, brought to you by Pepsi. Not really, but if Pepsi wants to give us money, that'd be cool.
And Apple.
Cheers.
Wow.
Cheers,
the
friend.
Cool, the cool, refreshing taste that is Diet Pepsi.
I love it.
Wonderful technology that is Apple.
Wow, for such a cheap price, too. Only, what, like $1,000 for
roughly,
a laptop?
Yeah,
wow.
Nice.
It's quite the steal. It's quite the steal.
Yeah. High quality.
All right, so I figured we'd start off the first topic. Just run down this stupid little list I made. All right, let's start with, if you could turn one thing legal, illegal, what would you pick? Like one action that's legal right now, what would you make illegal?
Hate speech.
Hate speech?
Yeah.
I mean, I think hate speech is technically illegal.
Yeah, it is.
Well,
yeah, you
no, it's not.
You well, can, yeah. Like, you can say, like, I hate certain amount of people and, like, talk about how much you hate them, but you, as long as you're not, like, saying, like, we need to kill them. Like,
well, I mean, but that's not hate speech. That's threatening. What I mean is, like, I hate all Jewish people.
Do you?
No.
All right, good.
But
I
don't think, like, you can say
that's
that right now, but maybe
I
you
guess.
Shouldn't be able to say that, because that's kind of annoying.
But at the same time, if you take that away, then that hinders on the free speech aspect of it, which I'm not saying is...
Like, just keep free speech intact, just, like, take that little bit out.
Just a little bit out.
Yeah.
I mean...
Thomas Jefferson would hate you.
Well, would, if he could see what people say today, would he?
He'd hate you, yeah.
At what point does a hate speech not a hate speech? Like, obviously...
I don't know. I can't be the one to say that.
No, what's your opinion on it? Because obviously a hate speech, whenever it's against a race, is a hate speech. But whenever it's a certain group of people, like if you say, like, the KKK, if you have a hate speech against KKK, would people consider that a hate speech?
Yes.
Yeah.
Nobody can say anything bad about anybody
yeah,
ever again.
Like,
oh, that's not good for you, Kevin. You criticize fucking everybody.
Hey, I can stop.
I mean...
I can wean myself off.
How do you wean yourself off of hating something?
It's pretty easy. I mean, first step, you just stop. And then you're done.
Proud of you, bud.
I'm not.
You want to watch me do it? Want to see me do it again?
I was thinking... See, alright, so I don't know anything that we would make that's currently legal make illegal, but I personally think that we should make all the drugs legal.
All of them?
Not all of them.
All of them.
Every
yeah.
single drug.
Which ones would you not make legal?
Ketamine.
I don't even know what that
so
is.
No. It's bad.
Isn't that a horse tranquilizer?
It's something. It fucks you up. you know, there's a new street drug. It's like, it'll like, you can like break off your like tip of your fingers with it.
The alligator stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah, like your
Wait.
Skin like turns like mush and you like rip it off just like that.
Yeah,
Is that the purpose
of called,
it?
I think it's called like crocodile or something.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No,
that alligator stuff.
Well, how do you use it if it just makes your body parts
fall? Well, like,
oh,
you're supposed
like,
to get really high off of
like,
it.
Like, you get
well,
like really high off of it.
How do you take it, though?
Probably like inject it or
probably.
Like eat it.
Does your arm fall off afterward? I mean,
I don't know. The pictures are brutal. It's gross.
I can't believe anybody would do that.
But the thing I want to make illegal isn't so like, yeah, I want to do a bunch of drugs.
You just get freedoms?
But, yeah, I mean, obviously it takes
like,
freedoms. You take people out of the jail
all
system.
All the stupid people would kill themselves.
Exactly. If you're dumb enough to go out here and, like, do heroin, like, I don't care.
Yeah.
You know?
Definitely.
But take people out of the prison system, I guess. That's about all I got.
I guess so.
I feel like maybe drug use should be, like, legal, but drug manufacturing
okay,
should be illegal.
That makes more sense.
Because, like, why would you get punished for, like, if you're addicted to meth, why do you get thrown in jail when you can be rehabilitated? Like, you know, you're not really getting...
I'm pretty sure other countries do that.
Yeah, yeah, I'm sure some countries do, but I feel like it's dumb that we don't. Like, our prison system's already congested, and then we have people who are in there for...
Smoking pot.
Sorry.
People here in there for
I don't know if we picked that up, but he just farted. So.
Oh, I'm sure.
It was bad.
This is a good microphone. Yes.
But no, like, yeah, I lost my train of thought. I'm done.
there are people that are, like, smoking pot. Like, that's
yeah, like, if you're addicted to heroin, I mean, obviously you did something wrong at some point, but it's not your fault you're addicted. I mean, you
I
can't...
I mean, it is your fault.
It
addicted.
Is your fault, but, like, you get thrown into prison, Dustin, and it's not going to help you, you know?
Is it our job to help people?
Yeah.
No.
It's our job to help
where
society.
Does it say that?
Well, I think it's a waste of taxpayer money just to throw someone in jail and not do anything about it, not stop the root of the cause.
Yeah, it's a waste of life to just throw them in prison instead of sending them to some sort of rehab.
Where they can then become a better person and add to the economy and add to the future of mankind. One small step for a drug user, one giant step for mankind. I'm pretty sure that's how it works in Australia. Like, I don't even think prison in Australia is even bad. Like, I'm pretty sure, like, you play ping pong and stuff there, and it's just like, it's almost like a college dorm, but they don't let you out of the room.
I remember watching something on, like, National Geographic where, like, they went to, like, some supermax in Australia, and it was, like, they all seemed fine, but, like, they would riot, and they would go fucking crazy.
Where was this?
In Australia.
I mean, I'm sure, like, prison, like, isn't, like, great of it. It's like, hey, let's go to prison today, you know? But it probably works better than our prison system where people just get stabbed every day. And I heard prison rape isn't that common.
None.
I heard it's, like,
anymore.
Only
not
if you want
anymore.
It. Like if you want, like, a dude in there, like, it's not hard to find, but, like, they're not going to, like,
so, like, they can give you additional years for prison rape.
Really?
Yeah. And that is still a crime.
Yeah. You are raping people.
But, like,
sense.
If it's
how
consensual...
Does that, like, cool. At what point do they put you in prison for longer? For, like, just regular disorderly conduct? Now, obviously, if you murder someone in jail...
I think just fighting in jail, like, just a fist fight will get you. Like, even if no one's seriously injured.
I don't think one fist fight will get you screwed.
I think it depends on the prison.
Multiple. I think that would, like, take away from your chance of getting out, like, early. But I don't know if it's going to take away.
I watched Prison Break. I'm halfway through.
Is that a good show?
It's pretty good. Recommend it.
How far in are you?
They escape from prison.
I heard it gets bad after that. Or not bad, but subpar.
It's not bad yet. They're, like, trying to get money. Like, this one guy had a bunch of money hidden, they're, like, all fighting over it. It's not terrible.
Spoiler alert, like, 10 seconds ago.
It's pretty good, though.
Isn't that show from, like, 4 years ago?
Yeah,
I don't
know. They were, like, 05 to 09 or something.
I heard it was really good. What's the show? Jericho, that's the show I'm thinking of. It's a completely different show. But Prison Break was good.
It is good, I recommend it.
What would you say your top show of all time is?
I don't know.
You have to pick right now, top TV
question.
Show of all time.
That is a hard question.
Maybe, see,
is that directed at everybody?
Everybody, yeah.
Well,
no.
Breaking Bad, hands down.
Breaking Bad? See, I like Breaking Bad, but I don't think it was as great as people make it out.
I think you're a piece of shit.
I don't know how I feel about the ending.
I think you both,
I like
you,
the
you,
ending.
You both disgust me.
They had to... It would have been stupid if Walt lived.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, not about like, that. He was going to die no matter what. But, I mean, like, just like the fact that there's no details at all about what happened afterward. Like, I want to know what happened.
In what sense?
I don't know, more information.
Did you ever learn from your junior
I want
high?
More of the show.
Didn't
what,
you?
Do you want, like, Breaking Bad, the rehab or something?
I don't know, I just want to see what happened to Jesse. What,
didn't you ever hear
what
from,
did
like,
his family do?
Didn't you?
Did like, they actually get the money?
Were you in middle school? Did you learn about, like, endings that weren't set in stone? I mean...
Were you in middle school?
Yeah, like, if you learn about shit like that, like, oh, it's up to readers.
I know that, but, like, you can't... interpret anything from that. There's just it just stops.
Maybe Jesse got caught by the cops.
But I would
maybe
like to know for sure.
Well, that's up to you.
I'm pretty sure he didn't want to do anything illegal. How would he get caught by the cops?
He was in the meth lab, cooking meth.
Yeah, but he ran for his life.
He got away.
He definitely got
away. I feel like he's away from all that stuff. I feel like he's gonna try to actually be a good person because that's kind of like what he was trying to do the entire show.
But yeah. I want to know if he did. I don't care if I.
I see where you're coming from, but I disagree wholeheartedly.
I feel like that show would just be really bad if it kept going.
Yeah.
Well, not even just keep going. Just like answer. Just like.
Yeah, without Walt, that show's not really like a show.
It doesn't. I'm not saying that I need another season or anything. Like maybe like one more episode, at the end.
Maybe. I mean, I see what you're saying, but I was pretty happy with the ending. But I feel like in the middle of it, at some parts, like the beginning was really good, and then like I want to say like season three was kind of like drawn out. I don't know what seasons what happened, but like the middle of it kind of got drawn out.
I mean, I feel what you mean, but I feel like at no point in that show was I ever like dissatisfied with anything
that
was going
on. That's true. Like, it never had the point where I just wanted to stop watching.
Yeah.
I might say.
Like Walking Dead, like, it got really bad about halfway through season three.
I never watched
it. All I know about that show is that season two is bad.
I hear that a lot.
Is that it is bad.
It's pretty bad. I like season two quite a bit. It was drawn out. I don't know if people hated it so much, but it's good quality. I don't know. No one else here has watched it, so I don't know what we're talking about.
Have you ever, like, watched a show and it's been like, this is terrible and not watched it?
I feel that way about,
like, right at the get-go?
Like, you've watched, like, half a season, like, a season, and you're like, yeah, I'm done.
Well, I mean, I stopped watching The Walking Dead for what I just said.
Yeah, I guess.
What's the Trailer Park Boys? I don't. I think that show's not funny at all.
I watched the first couple episodes. It was funny, but I just had other things to do, I guess.
I've seen very, like, small.
Like, I've seen, like, the first two or three episodes. And
I thought it was pretty funny before I saw it.
Yeah, I did too. It
seems kind of dumb to me.
Have you ever watched a movie and just been like, I'm done, like, halfway through?
Yes.
I feel like you're the type of person to do that.
Have you ever seen Skyline?
I don't know.
It was a terrible movie.
Have you ever watched Spring Breakers?
No.
With, the guy.
Oh, wow.
From The Interview. I feel like you know
Seth Rogen?
I'm asking, like, personally you for some reason.
Seth Rogen?
No, the other guy.
James Franco.
James Franco, yeah, he was in it. I didn't even get to, like, watch half of it. It was just, like, a montage of, like, people partying. Like, it wasn't, there's no storyline at all.
Like Project X?
It was worse than, like, Project X has, like, a story.
And there were funny moments in it.
Yeah, but, like, it was just literally just pictures of people, like, partying, like. There's no...
There's this one movie, it's called The Core. I think it's on Netflix,
actually. The Core.
Isn't there, like, a bunch of those? Like,
I don't know. This one has the guy that played Harvey Dent in it, and from the Batman movie.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I forget his name. But they have to go to, like, the center of the Earth to, like, make the... Because it stops spinning, like, the core.
Oh, yes.
It's so bad.
What is the science behind that?
There's geological physicists and shit. Like, I don't think that's a real profession.
I'm sure that's a thing.
I'm sure it's a thing.
I'm sure that.
They drill into the planet's core and nuke the core.
Oh, it's nuke the core so it spins again.
They build this thing that's, like, able to withstand the pressures of being going into the Earth.
Yeah. Damn it, you kept your coat, babe. What am I looking up?
What are you looking up?
Geological physicist.
That's definitely, like, a thing.
I spelled geological.
Jesus Christ, Mike. Dude,
Google will get you back, okay?
Geological physicist. Yeah, it's a thing.
Can I get, like, a two-sentence description?
They're called a geophysicist.
That sounds more badass.
The geologists are badass, aren't they?
Let's get a Wikipedia.
Did you ever watch the movie Beetlejuice?
No.
Oh, I love that movie.
Yeah, it is so bad, but I have to watch
it. I love it. I like it a lot.
It's so bad. I think they're making a sequel.
It's so goofy. I think it is. I think they are.
I don't know who the main actor is, but it was terrible.
I liked it a lot.
It was just so bad. It was cringing the entire time, but I couldn't stop watching it.
I really liked it.
The people who study, like, magnets.
Yeah, that's
what I think. Study magnets, man.
How do they work?
I have a PhD in magnets.
In magnetism?
Magnetism.
Magnetites.
Okay. All right, so you go back, you get sent back in time 2,000 years, right? What's so funny about that?
I'm just laughing
classic.
At how we came to this idea. That we...
No, think about this. All right, you get launched 2,000 years in the past. There's no chance of you coming back. Well, I mean, unless you invent a time machine, but currently I don't think any of us can invent a time machine. What would you do? You get launched 2,000 years in the past and say you're in, I don't know, Middle East, is that where everything was going on at that time?
Sure.
Yeah, I think it's
pretty accurate. Fertile Crescent, let's go.
No, that wasn't found.
Year zero. But what do you do? Like, how do you use your modern...
I'll probably kill myself.
You kill yourself?
Yeah, that sounds like a pretty solid option.
I don't know, make city works, because, like, I don't know enough about, like, chemical substances to do anything.
You know more than
do. I bring anything with me, like, at all? If I have my phone in my pocket,
let's
come with me?
Let's say you can get a backpack full of stuff. But what would your phone do back then?
I don't know. We need I can fuck with somebody. I can at least fuck with somebody before I kill myself. Like, you know, take a picture of them. Take a picture of somebody, like, hey, watch this.
I guess that would be cool.
Would your phone survive for 2,000 years if you, like, buried it somewhere?
I doubt it.
Probably not.
I mean, I'm sure someone...
I don't think phones have been around for 2,000 years, so we can't really test the theory yet.
If an archaeologist, like, found a phone today, like, I'm sure they'd be, like, and they didn't have the technology to be able to, like, figure out reverse.
Yeah, they found, like, batteries and shit in, like, Babylonia or
something. Yeah, like, when they found out the stuff about aliens.
I love that show.
Roswell or whatever.
I love that show.
I'm just saying. No, but imagine what the things you could do. Like, you could have, like, a lighter, and they'd be like, God.
If we're going back 2,000 years, they got fire.
Yeah, but they didn't have lighters, did they?
That's true.
If I had a flash,
you could harness fire.
Yeah, I am fireman.
I feel like if you go anywhere near the Romans, they'll just kill you.
Yeah, probably.
Everybody's just like, I don't know who you are, you're dead.
You could sell advanced drugs.
I'd give everybody LSD. That's what I was about to say.
Well, are you, like, bringing LSD with you?
Backpack full of it.
Just full of tabs of acid.
How do you know that they don't have something better than LSD 2,000 years ago?
They might have.
That's a good question. Maybe we forgot something.
I'm sure they did. I'm sure they did not, actually. They would have... I don't know. I'm sure there'd be, like, evidence of that somewhere. Like,
maybe.
Yeah, we tripped balls.
Or is it enough that, like...
It's on Facebook.
It would have, like, disintegrated or whatever. Like, you know what I'm trying to
say. There would be at least, like, written evidence. Written word was established, like, 2,000 BC or some shit.
What would be the hieroglyph for tripping balls?
I don't know.
That's why all
hieroglyphics looks like they were tripping balls.
But think, like, you could, like, take current day drugs that we know about. They are, like, decently easy to manufacture. Like, the one guy,
Walter White.
No, but, like, like you could, you know, I'm pretty sure there's, like, some drugs you could, like, manufacture decently easy, like, Molly or something. Maybe meth, I don't know how to make meth. But I'm sure, like,
you could, I don't think you could make meth.
If you have, like, a meth instruction booklet, and, like, you, like, took out, like, you could go in the past and have a meth house, and you make, a shit ton of money.
How do people find out how to make meth?
Gold pieces.
Dude. I don't understand.
You can't, like...
People just mix things and, like, smoke it.
They get amines and do shit with
but,
it.
But, like...
Amines. Oh, old amines. Yeah.
I feel like anybody that knows how to cook meth would not teach anybody else. Like, you can't, like... I want to be your apprentice. Like, you know?
I bet they
that's
the way.
I mean, it's just, like...
It's not, like, a legitimate apprenticeship.
But, I know, but, like, at the same time, though, I feel like they wouldn't be at liberty to teach other people to, you know, get a lot of people in the game so that they're... Whoever they're selling, whoever's selling the meth is going
to
have
to. It's just like Walter White. Like, you just know how to make it just by knowing.
You just know. You were born with the innate knowledge.
No. Like,
I guess I see that.
You know how to make, like, he knows how to make meth because he's a chemist.
Yeah,
he knows what it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
But you have to know the chemistry to, like, be able to do it, though. It's not like you know that this certain compound is going to get really high. Like, I guess, like, what do you do? Just, like, mix stuff, like, oh, this compound, let's try it.
And hey, man,
you know?
Some sodium chloride never hurt anybody.
It probably has. Some point.
Like, think about it. Like the Indians, they found, like, ancient marijuana or whatever.
Ancient marijuana?
Well, no, because, like, today's marijuana is different from, like, 1,000 years ago. Like, it's not, like, wild. Like the people, like, farm it and geneticize it.
If it wasn't corn, they didn't care.
But, like, they just, like, they just, like, smoke random things until, like, this one's nice.
Pretty much.
This is good. This is,
like,
really,
I wonder,
really,
like,
good.
I mean, American Indians used to do peyote.
I don't even know what that is. That sounds like you're gonna die.
Peyote, what?
Isn't that like cactus flowers?
Yeah,
isn't that how you
get
that?
There's it's certain cactuses.
You never heard of peyote?
I'm sorry that I'm not.
No, I'm just
peyote.
You're like looking down and you're like, no. Look,
you're
at this
not peyote?
He's never heard of
like,
that.
No,
it's
just like
surprising.
I've
like
never
would,
done peyote.
I feel like you would be the
You know,
guy
if you do enough nutmeg, you'll get really high.
Yeah, but
yeah,
is that really dangerous?
You'd, like, die.
Yeah,
5 like tablespoons of nutmeg will like kill you.
Well, that's great.
So,
I wonder how many people have killed themselves doing that, like, unknowingly.
Pretty sure they know.
Probably not that many.
Like, someone's like, oh, nutmeg.
I wonder,
I'm poor. I'm
I wonder who found out that you could get high.
I'm pretty sure it's not very cost-effective in terms of nutrition-to-money ratio.
Maybe it's like an easy, like, steal. Like, you walk in, get your nutmeg, walk out, you know?
How old do you have to be to buy nutmeg?
I don't think there's a name.
No, you can buy nutmeg anyway. Like, 4-year-olds could do nutmeg.
Unless you're from another country, then you can't purchase.
I don't know how the fucking laws work in this country. I'm not a lawyer. I don't know
you look
things.
Like a lawyer.
Do I?
No. You're like a casual lawyer.
You look like the average middle class white man.
Yeah.
Like upper middle class white man.
Yeah.
Like, I see you with a nice car, but not like a super nice car.
Like, okay. Not like a Bentley, but like you know, like
I don't
a,
like Bentleys.
Nice Cadillac or something.
Yeah.
I don't
like maybe like a Beamer.
Either. You know, yes, Beamer.
Yeah, maybe.
Beamers are very nice.
Yes.
I like Beamers.
We found something he likes, finally.
Oh my goodness.
Confirmed.
He hates everything.
I don't really like
write
American
down,
cars
please.
That much.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, right back into it.
That's way too meta to like American things.
Aren't Bentleys...
They're British. I don't
yeah.
like them either, though. They're really blocky.
I like Lamborghinis. I think they just look swag. Okay. See, like, I know there are nicer cars out there, but like just for flash factor, I feel like Lamborghinis.
I like curves to my woman.
Okay. I don't know if that has to do with anything. But, yeah.
It's an analogy. Cars are girls. It's a thing.
Stop sexualizing cars. Shit, Lord.
Are they getting raped?
You might. I don't know.
Oh.
I don't know what you're...
Well, he doesn't... He doesn't know what that means, Stu. We just...
What an asshole.
What?
I don't even know what's going on.
Please do explain.
Oh, man. Yeah. We don't have any Gamer Gators here.
I don't know
what a Gamer Gator is. You guys are confusing me.
Yeah.
We're too far behind.
Yeah, we're too meta right now.
Mm-hmm.
You guys are streets ahead.
You guys are streets behind.
What does that term come from?
Community.
You know, I the last time I asked that, you just said I was streets behind.
Streets
so.
Ahead or Gamer Gators?
Yeah, Gamer Gators is a thing that happened over the summer.
Yeah, that's a real
streets
thing.
Streets ahead is...
Oh, is that the streaming
Senate?
Thing?
No, it's about gaming journalism and other things.
You're a journalist.
I'm not.
Wow, what a...
You look like one, actually.
I don't want to be a gaming journalist.
I would never want to be a gaming journalist.
No.
Gaming journalism is fucking garbage.
He looks like he would, like, be going to, like, a restaurant with, like, a clipboard and, like...
Sign my petition.
I feel like I feel like if you like styled up into like a faux hawk, you could be on G4.
I don't want to be on G4. That's that cable network doesn't even exist anymore.
Yeah, I was gonna say I don't think G4.
It's Esquire TV now.
Do they still do the same thing?
No. It's so, not. It's like it's weird sitcoms that no one's ever heard of, and
so they're not connected in any way.
Yeah, they're not.
They're like completely rebranded.
Yeah.
Wow, Scrubs. We should make a TV show. I don't. It would suck.
It'd be really bad.
It'd be really bad, but typical. We should buy a TV station. Call Typical Entertainment.
Right,
you should buy your books.
We don't have money.
You should definitely buy your books.
I have to buy my books. I don't need my books for class. Right
instead
now.
Of buying RuneScape gold.
I needed some gold so I could level up my stats.
Why is that more important?
Because it was $5. Then you're like actual stats.
Look, as much as it was a risky move, I paid my whole $4.77 through PayPal.
Has your dad gotten the money to your account yet?
No, I've been waiting. But...
Has he woken up bright and early?
That's where he is. But,
sorry.
Darn. It's controversial, MP.
What are you talking? You're an idiot.
At least I'm not looking at porn right now.
Are you sure you do that?
I mean, do you see porn? I don't see. There's no porn here.
Not right now, but I'm sure.
I mean, if I just go there, they actually yet right, one. Yep, just one. There's porn. There it is.
I think you're addicted to porn. I genuinely think you are.
No, I'm not.
But you look at it from like, her boobs 4 degrees off. Swipe.
I just get bored and I look at porn. Like it's great visual data.
Like everyone's on the front texting or like playing a game. You're just looking at porn.
There's no one.
Do you do that in class or just when you're here?
No, just when I'm here. I would never do this in public. I only do it here because I'm comfortable.
I just feel like you're sitting here and like looking at it like, oh, this is very tasteful. Yes, indeed.
Yeah, like
quite.
Like, you don't look at it sexually, you look at it as
no,
an art
I definitely
form.
Do look at it sexually.
You look at it as an art form, I feel like.
Yeah.
Doesn't that, like, he's a critic.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I guess, depending on you ask, it's probably art, but I mean, to
what
me, I'm
what do you
I'm
plan
just...
on doing with your, like, what is your major?
I can't molecular and cellular biology.
Yeah, dude.
Are you both you?
Yeah.
We're both.
Oh. I mean, yeah.
I think you should go to, you seem more...
I changed yesterday, though.
Oh, so we official computer science major.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, good luck getting a job, they're all going to India.
No,
right.
Like, I get bored and I want to look at things. And you can look at a lot in porn. There's a lot to look at there and it never gets boring.
Do you look at fat girls? Is that why there's a lot to look at?
No, I don't look at fat girls.
What do you mean by there's a lot
to
look at?
Stop the fat shaming.
Like, there's a lot to, there's a lot to analyze. And there's a lot to, like, decipher.
More so than, like, looking on Reddit or something?
Yes, actually. I don't know. This is easy. You get, I get more out of looking at a picture than I do going searching through Reddit.
I suppose.
Somebody needs a new belt.
I think that's bad.
That noise was terrible.
No, that was...
No, but I want to talk about what you talked about, the fat shaming and the fat acceptance.
Isn't that what you talk about?
I just said it like a second ago.
Yeah,
you said that.
Yeah.
Okay.
I hate that more than anything else in the world. Like, those ads of, like, those fat girls being like, I don't even know what they even say, like, I'm good too, we're attractive.
Well, there goes your two fat girl viewers. They're going. See you later.
I'm gonna try to say this without offending anybody.
You fucked up.
Just offend everybody.
You're in too deep. Just go all in.
I'm anti hate speech. Right, just offend everybody.
Take a quick drink of this cool, refreshing Diet Pepsi.
With,
I'm not.
Get it.
Did we do this?
Have we touched it?
What are you talking about?
These things.
No, we're not playing the shitty looking.
Bring it over to the note we're talking about at least.
Bring them all,
yeah. This is the most important
one. Don't toss them.
Why not?
Why would we throw these? I only broke one.
$10.
You broke one when you smashed it on the ground, but tossing it.
No, I threw
also
it out the door. I threw it out the door.
Each.
I want to model one. We paid 10, what was it? What was it?
$10.
What was it, 12?
It was like 9 something.
And it was, yeah.
Wait, who bought this one after you broke the other one?
Mike bought this one.
Yeah,
I bought the guy with the guitar.
And I bought this one.
Oh, yeah, you broke my bongo guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, because he didn't work.
Bongo.
Why did I throw him?
Because you were, I don't know, it was like 4 a.m. and you just like decided to throw it at the fucking door. And then,
what are you doing?
Hey, dude, that's copyrighted. You can't sing that.
Copyrighted. It's a parody.
That's true, but they won't hear that. The YouTube comment system won't hear that.
Pretty sure those guys died that wrote that song.
I don't even know.
I think only one Andrew's sister lived. Maybe they all died.
They'll sue us.
I don't know.
They want our money.
They're our sisters.
So I like how we skipped over the whole fat thing.
Okay, you want to go back to it?
We're back here.
I don't want to go back.
Anyway, if we talk about this, you're going to offend people.
I know I'm going to offend people, okay?
You know I'm fat, so what could you say?
Yeah, well, no, we got two fat friends, so I'm not.
There's two different types of fat, at least two. I haven't completely thought this through in my head yet to really go deep into it. I've yet to write a book. But there's like...
Are you going to criticize this fat?
There's not just like a fat like body, but there's like a fat mindset that people have. And neither of you have a fat mindset, if that makes any sense.
Would you
say... I want you to explain.
Like, there are some...
Wow,
you're throwing me under the bus here. Okay, so essentially, what I'm trying to... Like, there are like some like neckbeard fat people that... You're not a neck... Where is your neckbeard?
Oh, it's coming back in.
But where they, like, use their fat as, like, a crutch. Or, like, as part of them, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how to explain this best.
I understand what you're trying to say.
Like, they adopt it as, like, part of their personality.
Yeah, I guess that's what I'm trying to say. And, like, fat activist is what I really hate. Because let's be honest, being overweight is not good for your health.
It's a bad health issue.
It is. Now, I'm not saying, like, obviously, if you're, like, those 500-pound people, like, there's something wrong with
you. You can't even get out of bed.
If you have a couple extra pounds, it's not terrible. But if the people that are really heavy, like, and they're saying, yeah, well, I have perfect health, clean build. There's, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know where I was going with that. But I hate whenever people try to, like, make fat people seem like it's good to be fat. That's all I'm saying. And I'm sticking to it.
Do you like that explanation? Does that satisfy you there?
Did I offend you?
No, it's not taken.
Did I offend Sue? Did I offend Kevin? Did I offend anybody?
No. Would you say you have a fat mindset sometimes?
Sometimes I do.
Oh, it's bad.
It is.
I have a fat mindset? What do you mean?
When you eat a whole box of donuts?
Yeah.
There's a difference.
No.
No.
Yeah, I guess. That's not good.
Would you drink... How many boxes of Pepsi every day?
I go through at least a case a day. Case of Diet Pepsi.
That's
absurd. But that's because of the cool, refreshing flavor.
But just you? Anybody else?
I mean, I
participate sometimes.
Yeah.
I feel like you go through 3/4 and then we wake up for the last...
We're asleep the whole time.
But it's delicious. Like, it really is. See, because if I drank regular, I would still drink as much. I would just be really fat.
I don't think that's how it works.
That's just going to give you cancer.
Yeah, I die young and skinny with cancer instead of fat and old.
I'd rather die fat and old.
Yeah, probably, because you live longer. But look at these. These cans are silver. What non-dye soda do you have that's not silver? They're shiny.
Confirmed.
Chrome.
Only ballers have chrome cans. But I feel like it, like, replaces, like, if I'm hungry, like, I'll just drink a can of Diet Pepsi. Because if I wanted to, I would eat 24 hours a day. You know what I mean? If I didn't hold back from eating. Because, like, I could eat it at any point of the day. I could have a meal.
Any point.
What was that?
Any point.
Where?
I don't know.
But that's all I'm trying to say. And I'm sticking to it, as I do with all my topics that I end with. Okay, I want to talk about this. What is the best spectator sport?
I don't know.
To watch?
Yeah, well, what is your favorite sport to watch?
Hockey.
Hockey? No, see, because they just go back and forth.
No, it's the, no.
That's what they do in basketball.
Yeah, but, like, at any moment, something, like, cool, like, someone could, like, jump really high and dunk.
You can actually hit each other.
Yeah, there's fights that break out. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, you can actually,
well, how many fights happen in a game?
Usually...
Not even one, I would say. There's usually
but fights
not a fight.
Aren't uncommon.
No, they're not uncommon.
They might not happen every game, but they're not uncommon.
I feel like it's just people going back and forth and not scoring at all. Like, at least basketball, like, scoring matters. Like, here, they didn't score this time,
but
when you
score a goal, though, it's pretty...
It's more important.
It's a lot more gratifying.
I'm just saying I'd rather watch soccer.
I like soccer, too.
Just because I get into, like, the really hype soccer mindset.
Mm-hmm.
Like, FIFA or...
It's FIFA.
Because there's the FIBA championship, which is for, like, the world basketball. But there's, like, the FIFA World Cup. I don't know if it was still FIFA. But
it's FIFA.
Yeah.
I guess, like, non-physical sport would be Smash Melee. I'm being serious. Like, they get
esports here?
They get hype. What?
Esports are you talking about here?
Yeah, I guess.
That's what I was going to go for.
Are esports considered sports? Like, would you consider...
Depends on who you talk to. I mean, obviously, if you talk to this guy, no.
Look up the definition of a sport. I want to see the...
Well, before that, what's your definition of a sport? What makes something a sport and something not a sport?
for something, I don't know. That's a very thin line there.
Like Super Smash Brothers is definitely across that line. There's no chance that it can be on the other side.
All right, sport definition. An activity involving physical exertion and skill in which an individual or team competes against another or others for entertainment.
You think that they don't get physically exerted at...
Not to the extent that
they have
any
technical skill, but it's not like physical.
But it's mental skill.
Yeah, but is chess a sport then?
See,
I consider sports to be physical, and I consider like more games to be considered like.
I feel like there's. I feel like in terms of spectator sports, though, like I don't know. Like esports should be considered like spectator.
It's like its own like classification.
Yeah,
esports
should be like a separate thing, but it's still
like
very
sports
similar.
Sports and esports.
Yeah, sport could be this definition.
Here,
but
I'll get a second opinion here from Merriam-Webster.
That's the one I want.
But like esports could be the same thing without physical in it.
Yeah.
Okay. That's not really it.
No. This is transitive verb.
I
don't know what transitive verb is.
Let's
become English majors.
All right, sport.
No.
Sport,
I like jobs.
It's a contest or game in which people do certain physical activities according to a specific set of rules and compete against each other.
But define physical. What?
Physically exerting. Doing this is not physically. What's worse, you get a cramp?
No. I think it doesn't matter.
It still uses physical skill as to like.
When you say physical skill, you think of like
football. Physical is more like speed and strength, and I feel like technical.
But that's
skill
what you think
like
of it. That's
smash.
Not how I think of it.
I feel like it's more technical than physical. That's what I would classify it as.
But I don't think it's like fair to completely throw out all the physicality of it. Because not only do you have to be able to be like physically fast to do it, but you have to be able to think fast too.
Yeah, but that's not physical. That's mental.
Isn't there a mental part of football?
Well, 80% mental, 20% physical is now people throw around a lot.
I don't know. Is that? I don't.
I was on a poster in high school. That's about all I got. But what are we doing?
Hold up, esports. I'm taking a look around.
Look up esport definition.
But at what point is something like, if I made competitive qual, would that be considered an esport? Or does it have to be like against other people?
I feel
like
it has to be actively against another person.
Like, if track and field is considered a sport, right? But it's, like, who has the best time?
I'm willing to say that, like, speedrunning could be a competitive sport to a point.
That's interesting, Elliot. Like
speedrunning?
I guess I would throw that in.
Speedrunning is a game.
I guess I would consider that more, like an e-sport. Because it's buttons, not...
Again, I don't think the difference between physically running and physically being able to
I would consider speedrunning at least an e-sport. We have disagreements on what classifies as sports, but we can both agree that I think speedrunning would be considered.
Mm-hmm.
But
Forbes.com, the U.S. now recognizes e-sports players as professional athletes.
Oh, yeah, that's true. You can get visas for that.
And they give out scholarships for it, too.
Yeah. Do they?
Yeah.
I did not know that.
I forget what university it is, but you can go there for like a major in league.
Is it like a community college, though?
I thought it's a major in league. They just have a league. It's like you can't come here and major in football.
Yeah.
I mean,
football!
Like, you can do like athletic training and that kind of thing, but you can't just like, my major is football. You know?
Yeah, you have to do an English major.
Because I think it was, Rutgers or something?
Women's studies.
Look up for the first, like, scholarship for league teams or whatever, because I think it was, started with an R. I'm going to say Robert Morris.
University. R. It's the Pirate University.
The Pirate University.
Fucking.
Robert Morris University, a small accredited private school.
Which isn't the Robert Morris University in Pennsylvania.
No.
Which is weird because I got really hype out there, right next to my hometown, the first like esports scholarships are given out. And I looked it up and it's in like Tennessee or something.
It's in Chicago.
Same
place.
Chicago.
Illinois.
I don't take favor to that.
Is it wrong for me not to know where Illinois is?
Yeah.
No.
Is it wrong?
But you can't.
Illinois?
You can't pronounce the S though. If you pronounce the S, you're a bad person.
Illinois? Yeah, you fucked up.
Illinois.
Where?
Not noise.
In Illinois, what do they say?
It's not. It's Illinois.
What do people say outside of there?
Depends on where you go. Some people
is
here
it,
say
it,
Illinois.
Hold up! Shut up! Shut the fuck up! Hold up!
I'm Wait. Sorry.
Illinois.
Mike, look up Cynic Dochi.
Look up Shibata.
No, I won't do any of this.
Come on.
I won't do any of this.
Come on.
Oh, the McDonald's glyph.
Chipotle, yeah, that was great. I used Chipotle. But
I
no,
say
no,
we're done saying things. But there's multiple ways to say certain things.
Yeah, but there's a correct way.
No, like you can say what, and then you can say what. They're the same pronunciation.
Milk and milk.
You sound just as dumb saying what as you say Illinois.
No, but like that, like if you look it up, that's an acceptable way to pronounce the word. Like that's like how they say what.
But I don't think it depends on what you mean by accepted. If you go there and say Illinois, I'm sure like depending on who you say that to, would probably actually get
it
angry.
It might be
at you.
Unusual for like that area. Like there's like a dialect for the area that says that, but like it's not incorrect to say. Like,
the way I go by it is if it's how the people who live there say it.
I guess that's an acceptable way.
Like, there's two different ways to say Nevada. I think I might have just said it wrong. I don't remember.
Nevada?
There's either Nevada or Nevada. I don't remember which way it is.
I call it Nevada because that's what
it's
I was
Nevada.
Told.
It's probably Nevada.
But I go by the way that the people who live there pronounce it. And if the people who live in Illinois pronounce it as Illinois, then that's how you pronounce it.
I feel like Illinois is wrong.
It is. Yes,
like,
it is.
I feel like Illinois is really just unimportant.
Not really. Chicago's a good place.
Okay.
I feel like Idaho has no importance besides potatoes.
Dude, mad potatoes. I think Wyoming's worthless.
They have farms.
Can we bomb Wyoming?
Please.
No. We should go to Wyoming.
Hashtag nuke Wyoming. Get it trending.
No, we're not.
Let's turn it into a giant parking lot.
I could see that. That would be
legal. Yeah.
What about? Like, I guess it's
what one legal thing?
Eminent domain.
But how? What would you like? Oh, here's a parking lot in the middle of Wyoming. Now I have to walk halfway across the state.
No, the whole state is a parking lot.
Why? What would that bring?
like maybe a landing strip. I don't know.
Like an airport.
Just one.
The whole state of Wyoming is a landing strip.
Why not? You'd never need another airport ever.
Yes, you would.
Yeah,
the whole point of airport is so you can go from one place.
I mean,
to another.
Not in America.
Yes.
Because what if people who want to get to, like, Washington, D.C.?
Then they land there, and then they can go. But there's always...
They have to drive from Wyoming to Washington.
There's no, they, like, they will fly from wherever they... Like, if they're going from California to Washington, D.C., they'll stop in Wyoming, and then keep going.
So, that like...
It's like, it's,
way
a,
out
mid,
of
it's
way.
A midpoint.
It's
a
no,
midpoint.
It's not a midpoint. It's like
St.
out
Louis
of the way.
Is like a midpoint.
So
not
if I'm
Wyoming.
Okay, let's turn St.
If
Louis
from Ohio,
into an airport.
From Ohio, we want to go to Florida. Do we have to go to Wyoming first?
Yes.
That's adding like 1,000 miles.
That's
adding
like 24 hours worth of flight.
But
time.
If all the maintenance on every airplane in the world is located in one place, it might be lower.
And it's inefficient. No, that's so inefficient and stupid.
Okay, so wait. People flying from Japan to California have to go to Wyoming first, and then to California.
There are no other airports anywhere. If you want to get to somewhere, you have to land in Wyoming.
And then you have to walk everywhere.
Yeah,
else.
And then you have to get somewhere else
and
somehow.
Just walk there.
Yeah.
Illegalize cars and trains and...
Illegalize.
I thought that was Adam Zarek, and I was like, what?
Why are you on your Twitter?
Nuke Wyoming.
I feel like...
Sweet. Alright, anyway.
Let's make this straight. We don't want to hurt anybody while we nuke Wyoming.
I do. Can we kill
no.
people?
No!
Damn.
That is a hate speech. That's what you want to make illegal. If you want to make
that's
it illegal...
That's a hate speech, not...
That's
we
a
should,
hate
we should make
Wyoming.
We should make threatening speech legal.
That...
Not much of a difference.
I feel like threatening speech is the upgraded form of hate speech.
No,
I don't care about upgrades.
Realistically, if we nuke Wyoming, who's getting hurt? No one. No one lives
Everyone
there.
Everyone in Wyoming.
Who?
No one lives in Wyoming.
No one lives there.
Bill and Chad.
There's like...
Shit.
I think like the capital, Cheyenne, has like 2,000 people.
I've never even heard of that city.
That's...
yes, you have. You've heard
Cheyenne,
of it.
That's
point.
A name. I didn't know...
You've had the name of the 50 capitals.
I'm sure I've heard
states.
Of it, but like... not consciously, but I think of that word and be like, it's a capital.
So they're in Wyoming.
Or even a city.
They're in Wyoming and Prison Break.
I feel like
that's
you're wrong.
Reason I it's Cheyenne.
I'm not going to argue... But it's still stupid.
He knows all the elements in the pyramid table. He knows this.
Shit.
If we had to get rid of a state, what
question
would we drop?
Wyoming. We've covered
or
this.
We could drop...
I feel like North Dakota's not needed.
I feel like two Dakotas isn't needed.
Yeah, you
no,
some,
there's
one big conglomerate.
There's no difference.
I was at a college fair, and there's a North Dakota mining school. I think that's important, because the future of mining is there. So let's not get rid of North Dakota.
Mining, the future of mining is past.
That was deep, man. That was deep.
Like the mine?
I don't think that...
Canary boys.
What happens at the point when we mine all the resources?
Then we
resources
find another resource.
Keep forming.
Like, not more oil doesn't form fast enough.
No, like what if we run out of all the iron? Like, oh, we got all the iron in the world.
We run out of sunlight. Think about that.
I think we just die there.
Yeah.
Well, eventually the sun's just gonna blow up and we're all gonna die.
Yeah, I feel like we'd just freeze if the sun wasn't there.
No, like the sun's gonna like blow up and like we're gonna die.
No, yeah. I think it's debatable whether we would actually get caught in the supernova over sun. But we would either way.
But technically,
we're dead.
It would take 8 minutes for us to die.
That's if the sun just disappears.
Yeah, that's like a black hole forms in the middle and just like...
No, because the longest the blast could come to us would be 8 minutes, because nothing's faster than
that. But we're still dead.
Yeah, but it would take 8 minutes. Same thing, if the sun just disappeared, we would still be going in an orbit for 8 minutes, because even gravity is affected by this, like, the speed of light.
Well, good for those 8 minutes.
No, I just think that's...
We crazy. Wouldn't even know. The light would still be going, and then we'd be like, oh, the sun's there, and the next second we're dead. It's crazy.
Yeah, that is true.
It's wild.
Ooh.
Ooh, I'm gonna see who it is. We might have a guest.
I don't want it. I don't want it.
One little something, sorry.
Can I ask
no. No, I don't have ice. Sorry. Ice. I have no ice.
We don't have ice.
Why would I have ice?
Frickin' Randy.
Do you have ice?
You got real offended.
He comes in here looking like this. You got ice? Why does he need ice?
I don't know. Maybe he stubbed his toe.
That'll do it.
Just go down to Rosie's and buy like some frozen peas or something.
I don't think they sell frozen peas.
I don't like peas at the market.
I don't like peas at the market.
You don't like peas?
Peas are pretty gross.
I don't like peas.
What's wrong with peas?
Wow, now you're like, how dare you not like peas?
Is it like the texture?
They taste fucking gross. Get off my dick.
I don't dislike peas. I'm a fan of cream beans.
Do you like lima beans?
Cream cheese.
I've never had them.
Do you like lima beans?
I don't know. I feel like I know what lima beans are if you like show me. Like, oh yeah, I like those.
I'll look it up for you.
Show me a picture of
like,
lima beans.
They have like cream on them and shit.
They don't have cream on them.
I like cream beans, but I love green beans. Put green beans and you ever take a Worcestershire
sauce? You fucking disconnected from the internet.
No, it does that when you close it. It's
lima beans. So let's see here.
Those aren't good. I know what those are. Those are bad.
No, those are fantastic.
Lima bean soup is good.
Your taste in food is
I'm
terrible.
Not picky. I can eat almost anything.
Bullshit, you're not picky.
I've said this to you before. Just because I criticize things doesn't mean I won't take it. Like, I will eat almost anything.
You'll just complain while doing it.
No.
And I'll do it. I'm just going to complain the whole time.
I'll do it. You're going to carry that weight. No, I will eat anything, almost. Except I'm not a big fruit person.
I like fruit, but I never
fruit's
got my
fruit's better than vegetables.
I like apples a lot.
I don't like
apples
the taste
are
the of
shit.
I'm not a fan of apples. I don't like the fact of, like the hardness of apples.
I fucking love apples.
Apples are the best.
I like bananas. I love oranges. I like the tiny oranges.
Ah, yeah, dude.
What just happened?
I think they just became friends.
Darn.
Another apple handshake.
But no, I love green beans. I love beets.
Beets suck.
No, beets are really good.
You're wrong.
You never beets by Dre?
Can you eat those?
Yeah.
Can I have yours?
You can eat anything, theoretically.
No.
Let's get Shu Nice to eat beets.
All right, here. All right.
Not eat my headphone.
All right, so...
3, 2, 1,
Shu Nice.
So basically,
I got these headphones here, Beats by Dre. And we're going to see just how fast I can eat them. I'm trying to go for under a minute. Yeah, so 3, 2, 1, Shu Nice.
Like, no. For everyone who doesn't know, there's a YouTube named Shu Nice who just eats random
shut
things.
Up.
He's a cactus.
Annotation right. Annotation right here.
There's not enough. I refuse to put
annotation right there.
I hate annotations. But essentially, it's anything.
Has he ever eaten a computer? Like, or anything like electronical?
He's eating magnets.
The cactus was the worst. His mouth is bleeding. He's crying.
He's crying. He's like, he's still getting.
And then he ate another one.
he ate the dirt of the cactus.
Did he eat the pot?
I don't know if he ate the pot. I didn't get that far into it.
We need to have like a video series where we just like break down those videos and just.
Any video?
So
you're asking me to criticize things?
Yeah. If your strong suit will come out.
We should get the black guy in here.
Which one?
The token black guy for the podcast. I said you could be a guest.
The one from Africa.
He is actually from Africa, so it's not racist.
It's all right. Yeah, we can make fun of him all we want.
Cape Verde, which isn't really part of Africa, in my opinion.
It's close enough. I think it's like legally.
I consider it more.
I think
Europe.
You could probably see Cape Verde from Africa.
Yeah,
could
probably.
You see it?
No, it's a really far distance away.
Oh, maybe if you had a magnifying glass.
Were you there?
Is it like near Spain?
No, it's kind of like
the distance from the United States to Hawaii almost from Africa.
Really?
It's a pretty far
distance. If I squint really hard, I can see Hawaii.
There it is, right there.
I want to know the distance between Cape Verde and the continental Africa.
I'm gonna get a map, like.
Yeah, go to maps.
Dude, map.
Go to the singular map.
God damn it.
Yeah, go map. To fucking maps. No, that's pretty close.
Nah, that's not Africa. Never mind.
There it is. That's like another island on it.
That's those are yeah. There's two.
I'm
islands.
Gonna put it like.
Holy shit!
Oh, all we're right, expanding.
I'm gonna put a picture
Jesus
up here that
Christ.
Just shows how far away this is.
Okay, that's
remind
pretty far.
Me to do this. It's
can you
pretty
like?
Far
can you do
away.
Distances?
It's almost near Brazil.
It's no. It's
well,
not
okay,
near.
No, that's a bit over exaggerating.
Not really.
Directions.
It's gonna.
Is it legal just to have a boat and leave America? Like if I made my own boat and just said see ya.
I think you need a license.
It's an hour and 20 minute flight to Dakar, Senegal.
So that's, is it say distance?
Yeah, it should. Should somewhere.
I'm trying to, I don't know.
I'm sorry.
Apparently there's only 4 flights a week.
It's all the Ebola.
Good to know. When was the last time anyone here has flown?
This spring.
What?
Last spring.
What were you asking?
Just one
never,
last time we
never
flew.
Never been on a plane.
I've
seriously.
Never, I've
really?
Never,
damn.
Me either.
Are you afraid or you just haven't had the opportunity?
Never been
I feel
plane.
Like that's not like, somebody's afraid of planes isn't going to like, At his age, gonna go out of their way not to get on a plane. Like, if your parents are like, "All right, we're going to Florida, and we're gonna take a plane," you can't be like, "No, Mom, I'm not getting on a plane."
My sister was in tears the first time she went on. Like,
really?
Yeah.
How old was she?
18.
I don't know. I mean, I understand people have a fear of flight, but I don't understand what it is.
No. Yeah, she was freaking out. Sorry, Melissa.
I'd like to know. I'm sorry that I mentioned you. So I'm gonna give you an explicit name. For everyone to know.
I could be lying.
You could be lying. Her name's Steve.
Don't talk about Bob like that.
But I've been on a plane, I want to say close to 20 times almost. That's crazy.
Ooh.
It is 417 miles from Cape Verde to the coast.
So you can't see that.
See how long it is from Hawaii to California.
I feel like that's like a 16-hour
like,
flight.
You missed.
Yeah, do like Honolulu to like San Diego.
Fucking hold on, this website's just a piece of shit.
Google Maps?
No, I'm using some different thing.
Oh.
Oh god, I saved it.
Guys, let's take a break from the podcast to just mention the delicious taste of...
How many of you drank throughout this podcast?
That's what I need to start doing, is having like a count to see how many I drink. I don't know, this is either my second or third I lost count.
Wait, was he high? I'm not gonna say his name.
Yeah, that's why I went like this.
I didn't know. Yeah. You know, sometimes
Randy
he just looks like
really
that.
High.
He's always. I don't understand how you can smoke that much marijuana.
Well, he buys it.
Well, obviously.
And then he smokes it.
I don't understand how, like, you
LA.
Go about your life.
Just,
where you just,
I don't know. I need to ask him for help with my cap, though.
Yeah, it's significantly longer.
Jesus. Yeah, that's way longer.
How much
I lied.
Longer?
Well, that's 2,600 miles from Hawaii to San
okay,
Diego.
So
versus the 400 mm-hmm. or something.
So just a few more.
Yeah, like a couple.
Like four times.
Like 5 times more.
Just a few more.
I have a quiz tomorrow.
Congratulations.
Great. On a Thursday? In what class?
Math.
Math. Very descript. Thank you for telling me it's math.
Hey, it doesn't really matter.
No, I guess not. I hate calc, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
I hate calc.
What do you have to go to? Like calc 3 or something like that, since you're a computer science major?
I don't think I have to go past regular calc.
Yeah,
I think
it's up to calc 1.
I think you can go to calc 2 or take a stat class.
That's the option I had.
That, yeah, that's what the
See,
lab
if
told
I
me.
If I want to change to biochem, I have to take up the calc 3.
Oh, don't do that until after
I don't know why I'd ever want to take the bios or the chems. That just seems way too hard.
Yeah, who would do that?
Because it's, for me, it's easy.
It's really easy.
Yeah.
Yes, it is. Yeah.
I guess I don't. I never see one in high school. I never learned the charges, so everything passed.
You're just
that
at a bad start.
Just like I don't know.
But you can still learn bio though. Like,
bio.
I like bio a lot. I didn't like chem when I was in there. It was bad.
But
bio.
I feel like at a certain point, bio becomes like chem.
I liked chem. I was really.
It
bad
depends
at it.
On what you do. Like,
see, I'm good
for,
at
like some bio.
I'm good
you really
at,
don't
I'm good
have
at chem, but
much.
I'm not good at the math in chem.
Yeah, that's because
maybe I don't care enough to like actually do the problems all the way.
I found out a different
which
way.
Which is why I'm not good at math.
Like, they showed you some way you're supposed to do it with, like, boxes. I don't even, like,
what?
Is that how you got...
Mendelian, like, inheritance squares? Like,
Wait, for the genetics?
No, for like moles. No, I guess that was chemistry.
Moles?
Like there was like a line across.
Oh, you mean conversion, the converting things.
Yeah, I never learned how to do that. I did my own math.
What you do with
like so many thing grams.
You should not do that, honestly. Yeah. That's a bad habit to get into, I think.
That's what they taught us in high school.
No, they still teach you that. No, so like what you do is you have like one unit here, and then you have... You want to get rid of this unit, like you're converting.
So you would have the
same unit down here. Like
yeah, I understand how it works, but I just never used it.
Oh,
I just love like do my own bullshit
like
math. 63 that I don't know
grams
how it works.
Of copper, and then like however many per mole, and then like one mole, and then
yeah.
Who decided to call them moles? Was it like a guy with the name Moles?
I don't. We're not really told.
It was it's Avogadro's number.
I'm looking up moles. Freckles, animals, unit. There we go.
Did you mean the?
I know it's Avogadro's number.
I think you mean Avogadro's. Avocados.
Avocado
number. History.
I mean, I know.
John Dalton.
But I feel like there's just so much to like chemistry and stuff. I don't even want to like.
The math, when you're learning the math, it's harder because like they make you memorize things, and you don't have to memorize that. Like,
yeah.
I feel like it's that way with a lot of different subjects, though.
Like, yeah.
The other thing I could see memorization would be like history. Even to that point, I don't see why you need to memorize all these.
But history,
well,
like you're learning it, so you're memorizing.
You need
it.
To memorize a lot in bio too.
But like that's kind of like the same thing as history. Like you're just learning the
information. Yeah, that is true. And like every time you like. Like, you can learn the basics, and the next time you learn it, go deeper in depth.
What would you say is the purpose of learning history?
To learn our mistakes.
Is that, you think that's sorry? Like,
I think that's the best way to put it.
I feel like it's good to just know it.
I think it's good to know it.
Know where you came from.
Hurt.
No, I guess you're right.
Oh, it's from Old English of...
Mal.
Mal.
Which means...
Zedong.
It's akin to Old High German... Miles.
Oh, here we go. I'm looking at the wrong thing.
Jesus Christ.
There's fucking all kinds of shit here.
Does it matter? All I know is that 6 times 10 to the 23rd.
Here we go. German mole.
What you
short for
mole. All
right,
here we go. What's
short
for mole? Go at it, Mike. Go at it.
Okay.
What is
it's a lowercase
so m. Definition of mole. The base...
No, like origin. With origin, bro.
Okay, origin of mole. A German mole is short for mole kol ar gewicht. Molecular weight from molecular plus gewicht is weight.
Gewicht. Gewicht.
All right, we did it, boys.
Gewicht.
I understood something.
That makes a lot of sense. Why the fuck didn't I think of that?
Yeah, wow.
That's very simple.
Light bulb.
We did it.
We should make our own language. Get popularized.
There's too many languages. I don't want to make another one.
We should have a universal language.
We should have a university.
It's called math.
That sucks.
How long would it take to have a universal language? If you started,
I feel like if you started the kids now, it would take 100 years.
You think so?
I would think it would take less. If every newborn child right now learned the same language.
Theoretically, we'll just use English because that's what we speak. If like everybody just started learning English...
I mean, I think it's
you'd
kind
have...
of already almost a universal language.
It is and it isn't.
More
people speak Spanish than speak English.
Yeah.
More people, isn't the most spoken language Mandarin Chinese?
Yeah.
Well, that's because there's just the amount of people.
Well, one of my friends. From
well, I mean,
high
yes.
School,
or like
that's
how
in
China. I guess that's a stupid.
He learns it for the military.
For sure, business people.
He's a cryptic linguist.
The Mark Zuckerberg learning Mandarin.
Mark Zuckerberg can suck my dick.
Why do you hate Mark Zuckerberg?
Thanks, Mark.
I just really don't.
Shout out to Mark Zuckerberg.
How long has this podcast been going on for?
I don't know. We didn't put a timer on.
No, I didn't.
When did we start?
I don't know. My watch broke.
Do you have any idea when we start? Can you look at the...
Does it say?
57 minutes.
57 minutes? All right. So we got a couple more minutes and we can wrap it up. I don't know how long we want to really shoot for. If you want to know how long we should shoot for, put it in the comments and maybe I'll listen to you. Maybe I won't.
You should all insult us. We're all really stupid.
Yeah, please.
Yeah, we're bad
much,
people.
Put as much hate into these comments.
Threaten my life.
I want to get harsh.
I want to get Lizard Squad to hack me.
Also send me nudes.
I want lizards.
Didn't someone like hack Lizard Squad?
I don't know.
I think they like found out some algorithm.
They hacked the hackers.
Like they were at the terminals going like this.
I've got the source code. That should be an eSport.
Look up Blizzard Squad, because I think someone like DDoS.
DDoS?
Oh, that's
They DDR'd them.
They played Dance Dance Revolution all over their monitor.
Today, in stem cells, we learned about how nudes can regenerate.
What?
Limbs.
Oh, limbs.
Limbs. Dude, you're going so fast. How do you know all this?
That, okay. Remind me to link to this.
Is this just a website that, like, as you type things, it just does this? What is this called?
I'll put a video up here so people are looking to see it. Essentially, it's something where you just jam the keyboard and then it comes up.
It really looks like cool. One of those hacking things.
Yeah,
in movies.
Like those stereotypical movies.
Hold on. When you type in lizard, the first search suggestion is Lizard Squad.
Well, of course it is.
They have been hacked.
Do they have a symbol? Does Lizard Squad have a symbol?
I hope so.
Probably
I feel like Lizard Squad is just a shitty anonymous. They're like troll anonymous.
What kind of name is Lizard Squad?
That's worse than Lulsec.
Oh, shit. Their ad name on Twitter is Lizard Mafia.
That just sounds like a joke.
Formation, August 18th, 2014. Type, hacking.
Type.
Membership, 7.
So they know how many people are in Lizard Squad.
I guess so.
Is there names? Like, code names? Is one like
Blaziken?
What? Well, Armadillo is not a lizard.
It looks like one.
It's a mammal.
It has like a hard shell and lizards have scales. Close enough.
They called it a bomb threat once.
From what?
Oh, they claimed a plane on which the president of Sony Online Entertainment was flying had explosives on board.
Well, good job.
That's all I'll say.
I feel like anyone can do that. That's not impressive.
Yeah, SWAT. Call it in. There they are.
I got you.
Oh, shit, you scared me. I saw three people pointed over there. And I got scared.
There they are.
I want to see...
It's Randy again. He's asking for ice.
I want to know what he needed ice for.
You can find out after this.
I'm going to go down, because he needs to help me with my calc.
I think he's not in any state to help you with your calc right now.
I bet you he can still do it.
I'll help you.
No, he's a
You don't know how.
What do you want?
I needed help integrating something.
What does it mean to integrate?
You're finding the area under the curve of the line.
Well, just, like, color it in.
I don't know what the line looks like. That's you find
Why
out.
Don't you know what the line looks like?
Well, for one thing, it goes on for infinity. You have to find the equation of the area.
Infinity.
It's not
if
that.
If it goes on for infinity, you have to know the area.
If it goes on for infinity, then you just add plus C at the end.
Just grab a ruler.
Just put a plus C.
That's what you
then
do.
Just put C.
No, that's not the answer. There's still
what,
an equation. No. Because the curve still has, like, a thing. There's still, like, dimensions to it.
I don't understand this math. I'm sure, like, there's people making fun of us right now. Like, oh, look at them. They don't know the definite integral of the
You're going to have to learn it.
Yeah, I know, but I'm
of
scared.
Of the cyclops?
I'm scared.
I refuse to learn it.
You have to learn at least derivatives.
Derivatives are really easy. It's the same thing as a slope. It's exactly what derivative is.
No, that's...
Integrating's, like... I can integrate and I can derivatize or whatever the hell it's called.
Derive?
But I cannot do it. But I can't do it whenever you put like sine and like cosine in it. Like
there's special things that you have to do.
Yeah, I know, and I can't do that. I guess that's how.
You just have to. It's trig. You have to like just memorize it, and it's dumb.
I couldn't memorize anything in trig.
I don't like
But like trig. My calculus in high school, and everyone over that, and obviously I was in algebra, so.
That's I wish all math was like algebra.
I know.
I hate
trig that. Is dumb. You just have to memorize things.
I love
like
trig.
A mental puzzle.
I really love
if
trig.
If I could have like two pieces trig. Of paper to have all that stuff, it would be so much better.
I know, but you can have that, but you just can't. You have to memorize
I have that piece
it
of paper
all.
In my drawer right now.
I gave you
KS,
that piece
KS,
of
KS,
paper.
Piece
I'm going to need
paper.
That back, actually. I need
Shit.
Some of those identities.
You don't have to fucking yell.
I've been into it, man.
Oh, Kevin.
Was that yelling? Oh, you can
no.
You can edit that.
You were screaming.
You can take
you
us
are,
out of the red.
You're getting so
because I'm angry about it. I'm frustrated.
Kevin, don't shoot up the school.
And on that note, I think that's a wrap.
Yeah, he's not going to do anything illegal.
Yes.
Strictly for entertainment purposes. I got to make sure we don't get sued or something.
Why would we get sued over
this? I don't know, but I don't want to get sued. That
this is not
scary.
An admission of guilt.
Do not try this at home.
Yeah, don't shoot up your schools.
That's a bad idea.
People die.
It was an out-of-taste joke. We apologize.
In fact, stay
taste.
In school.
Stay in school, but don't shoot the school.
Stay in school and do drugs.
Don't do
no,
drugs.
No, definitely.
Do drugs.
Yes, please.
I mean,
all illicit
substances. Do prescription
substances.
Drugs that you're prescribed, but other than
no,
that...
No, like, do drugs.
All right, well, on that note, I'm going to have...
How many times have we said that?
What?
On that note.
Twice.
I think I'm
just twice.
And on that note,
I'm gonna take a nice cool refreshing taste
note.
Of Diet Pepsi.
We will read the nutritional facts. That should be your outro. The nutritional facts of Pepsi.
Ah, I don't know the nutritional facts, but what I do know is that it's delicious.
Here, let me read the ingredients.
There's nothing in it.
Well, they're obviously
so that's the can.
It's just
it's
like
you're just, drinking black holes.
It's like chemicals. It
black
just
nectar
my
for the boy.
Okay.
For the boy.
All right.
It's
so
water
we,
and chemicals to burn.
We got some phosphoric acid, some potassium benzoate.
Nothing in there.
Oh, that's
caffeine.
Delicious.
Citric acid. There's still caffeine in here.
Yeah, I need my caffeine fix.
Citric acid, natural flavor.
What is natural flavor? Why can't they tell me what that is?
Because it's a really big name and they don't have enough space on the can.
I don't know what this word is.
What? Look.
All right, it's look, this one.
Preserves freshness?
Below that.
Esulflame. Esulflame.
Oh,
that was you. All over yourself.
Pablo Espinosa.
Oh, God.
All I know is
it's going to burn through your
all
leg.
All I know is the chemist and the taste. The engineers over at Pepsi did a great job. That's all I know. But I guess we've gone on for a little over an hour here. We can mess around and see how long
cut
we want
the
future ones to be. But I guess that's podcast number one now. Like, comment, subscribe. We said not to do that.
I don't like people that do that.
I do too. I hate that.
It's
but
dumb.
I'm gonna say that out of funniness. But anyway,
remember to rate the video, comment the video,
subscribe. If you want to see more videos similar to this one,
yeah.
See ya.
Oh wait, the college humor ending where it's like, I hope you enjoyed the video.
Buy some condoms.
Click here.
That's what college video does. They're always sponsored by like Trojan.
Yeah. Click here for
Trojan is the shittiest name for a condom. Because, like, a Trojan horse, like, millions of people just, like, spilled out of it.
That is terrible.
It's a bad name.
But anyway, that's typical podcast number one. I hope you enjoyed it.
How many times are we going to say goodbye in one podcast?
Because you guys keep interrupting me, like, right now.
End it!
But, anyway.
Am I dead yet?
What day are we gonna do this every Wednesday? Is that a Wednesday thing? Wednesday
do we actually have to record it every Wednesday?
We're recording it on Wednesday. I'm hoping to put it up on Thursday. So, whatever day I put it up, that's probably when we're going to start doing it weekly. And, alright.
Leave.
Alright, I'm cutting you out because you're a cunt.
Are you gonna cut that one out?
That wasn't terrible.
Are you gonna keep cutting this out?
Yes, I am actually.
Cut!
Wasn't a terrible job, guys. I think it was a lot easier than you thought.
You were trying to keep us, like, not offensive for a bit there, I feel like.
Probably. But no, I feel like wasn't it easier to keep going than you would have expected?
Yeah.